Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayes, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Hurry up and get dressed. You're going to be late for school. And your child responds in tears, "But Mommy, I can't decide what to wear." It's your turn to order. What do you want to eat? The reaction? A confused-looking child peering hopelessly back and forth from you to the menu. "We've been shopping for a dress all afternoon. Time to pick one." And then you get that, "I don't know which one I like best," reaction. What's going on here? Well, it's obvious that your child is having a hard time making a decision. Children, and adults too, have many decisions to make each day. Sometimes we make good decisions, and sometimes we make not such wise decisions. A child's age, confidence, experience, and knowledge are all factors in his or her ability to make decisions. As a parent, there are many life skills you teach your child, and decision-making is one of those important ones. In fact, according to Dr. Jim Taylor in Psychology Today, decision-making is crucial because the decisions your children make dictate the path that their lives take. They need to judge the risks and rewards of their decisions in the short run and the long term. When do you start teaching your child how to make good choices? Actually, we start when children are fairly young, preschool age even. Obviously, the learning process continues as the child grows and the decisions get more complex. Here's how this works. In preschool and toddlers, we offer simple and small choices. Do you want to wear your red shirt or blue shirt today? Do you want milk or juice? In high school and elementary school, we discuss the pros and cons of decisions. If you decide to quit your job, where will you get the money to buy extra things you like? Shelley Lundberg, Jennifer Romick, and Wok Song prepared a paper titled "Decision Making by Children" for the Institute for the Study of Labor. They used children's reports to look at child decision-making from an economic perspective. An interesting find is that sharing decisions appears to be a form of parental investment in child development rather than a simple stage in the transfer of authority. And additionally, indicators suggest child demand for autonomy as well as parental discretion affects the outcomes. Children's self-reported participation in decisions concerning their own spending and activities increases sharply between the ages of 10 and 14. And this is consistent with the idea that children between the ages of 4 and 10 often find it hard to make decisions for themselves. So there are some steps you can follow in teaching your child the process of making decisions. First, talk about the situation and the decision. You have the experience and perspectives that are helpful, and children need your guidance. 2. Figure out the options. Use questions to create a list. Weigh the pros and cons and explore the consequences. This third step helps to narrow the choices. 4. Ask your child to make a decision and then congratulate him or her on doing so. And last, evaluate and decide if it was a good decision or not. So join us this month as we blog about how to turn the "I can't decide" into "This is my decision." We'll look more closely at the steps to good decision making. And we'll talk about different age groups and tips for making choices. And we can't leave out a discussion on why children and teens make bad choices and what to do when that happens. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.